a Fox News alert extending an olive branch. I'm Lee Silasara. President Biden invoking one of the themes of his State of the Union address right out of the gate, congratulating the new Congress and the new Republican House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy.
Speaker, I don't want to ruin your reputation, but I look forward to working with you.
The president said we're often told Democrats and Republicans can't work together, but he said over the past 2 years, we proved cynics wrong.
If we could work together the last Congress, there's no reason we can't work together and find consensus on important things in this Congress as well.
The president urging both sides to work together for the good of the American people.
I think the people sent us a clear message. Fighting for the sake of fighting, power for the sake of power, conflict for the sake of conflict gets us nowhere. That's always been my vision of our country, and I know it's many of yours.
The president saying he ran to fundamentally change things to make sure the economy works for everyone so we can all feel pride in what we do. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders will deliver the Republican response. In excerpts released earlier, she's expected to say Republicans believe in America where strong families thrive in safe communities, where jobs are abundant and paychecks are rising, where the freedom of our veterans shed their blood to defend is the birthright of every man, woman, and child. At least 7,700 dead in the two strong earthquakes that struck the Turkey-Syria border.
Some 400,000 people in the region are homeless, short on fuel, heat, power, desperate for assistance. No wonder Turkish President Erdogan has declared a state of emergency for the southern part of his country for the next 3 months, and that he's gratefully welcoming help from some 70 countries sending rescue teams, including the United States.
Fox's Greg Palkon in southern Turkey. The United Nations says it's exploring all avenues to get supplies to rebel-held northwestern Syria. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Charges are filed in the shooting death of a Pennsylvania police officer in the line of duty.
Allegheny County officials say Jonathan Morris will face multiple charges, including criminal homicide, attempted murder, and assaulting a law enforcement officer. Morris, who was said to be in the midst of a mental health crisis, shot and killed McKeesport police officer Sean Slagansky and wounded officer Charles Thomas. Morris was eventually shot by a third officer whom he exchanged gunfire with. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro has ordered flags to fly at half-staff for the slain officer. Acting State Attorney General Michelle Henry says Slagansky died a hero. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Lawsuits filed in Chicago over chemicals in hair care products.
At least 57 lawsuits have been filed in federal courts across the country over hair products that use chemicals to permanently straighten textured hair. The suits allege that companies like L'Oreal knew their products contained dangerous chemicals that cause cancer and other health problems, but marketed and sold them anyway. The court actions now consolidated into one case in federal court in Chicago. L'Oreal has said that it's confident in the safety of its products and that the lawsuits have no legal merit. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The lawsuits follow the October publication of a National Institutes of Health study that found women who use the products multiple times a year were more than twice as likely to develop uterine cancer. A recent survey says just 2 in 10 adult U.S. employees say they have someone at work they consider a best friend. The number of workers under 35 who have besties dropped by 3 percentage points from 2019. Gallup surveyed about 16,000 workers. A researcher tells the Associated Press that having a best friend at work has become become even more important with the dramatic rise in remote and hybrid work. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.